a really short word. I've had something on my heart, like mostly this semester, coming back for senior year, and we discussed it last night, surprisingly, which was really God-sent, and it was a good discussion. We discussed, we came to the conclusion that there's no way you can convince somebody in our faith. You cannot convince somebody, you cannot argue somebody to the point that they'll convert to Christianity, for instance. So it was just a really good discussion, and it was just interesting that it was brought up, and it was shown clearly in examples from all of us that we've had in our lives, in our devotional group. It was shown clearly that there's no way you have a chance in ever convincing anybody to Christ. You can't convince. That's not your job, as it was said last night. And what we came to the conclusion of is what really they see, someone sees in you, is your testimony and the way you act. Actions speak louder than words, so to speak. So we just came to that conclusion, and I'm just throwing this out as a challenge for all us who are saved, that we really need to look at the way we act. We really need to examine ourselves. How are we acting in front of people at school? How are we acting in front of Christians ourselves? If how we act in front of our fellow Christians is not glorifying to the Lord, could that not act as a discouragement to our fellow Christians? Could that not discourage them and just even hinder them from excelling in their relationship with the Lord? So I just wanted to say that on behalf of the Christians, the saved ones, we need to really examine ourselves and live out our testimony. And for those who, if there are any here who aren't saved, and you're wondering, why would I come to the Lord? Why do I need the Lord? Then just all I have to say is, look around you. Look at all these people who are so committed to being here, so committed to just delving in the Word and just enjoying the Word and all our Savior has done for us, right? So I just say to you, look at everyone around you. And that's also why I encourage the Christians to really act like Christians, because so often we do not act like we are the Lord's own. And another thing that has really been on my heart, actually, since Grove City is with the passing of our brother Edwin Cross. And it really struck me when it happened, because one day he was fine, and the next he was sick, and then it just happened so quickly. And it's really true that we do not know what tomorrow will bring forth. And for those of us who are saved, how many people do we see every single day? Just how many people do we walk by? I know in my high school I have 1,600 people in it, and I must walk by most of them during the day. And I must admit, I usually don't think about where are these people going. And it's extremely difficult, but isn't that what we are called to do? Isn't that what we are here for? To spread the good news? And we just walk by everybody during the day, and we just don't say anything. We don't even bother to ask them. So that's just another challenge for us. Just talk to somebody. What do we have to lose? This is what we are here for. We need to spread the Lord's good news. It is not to be kept, it is to be spread. So, and I just really, really encourage you guys, and just want to read a verse from 1 Timothy chapter 4. This also has to do with the last point of just living out your testimony. Chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct love, faith, purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. This verse is very explicit, and it says, just, why are we shy? Why would we be shy? Why would we even listen to what somebody says about who we are. If we are for Christ, then there's nobody against us. We need to suck it up, and we need to just live it out, live out our lives. As Christians, we're not supposed to be concealed. We're supposed to be outward, and we're supposed to be in the world, but not of it. We need to reach out more. I see this as a huge problem, especially with me, that I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in my assembly. I'm comfortable with the amount of people there. I don't ever reach out for more. Why do we not care what... I'm not saying all of us don't care, but... I'm sure all of us care, but we just don't acknowledge it. Why do we not reach out to more? And there are millions out there who need the Lord. I'm just encouraging you guys, including myself at the most, because I just... it's been really heavy on my heart, and I'm just trying my best. We all really need to reach out more. And so I just want to leave that with you guys, just a short word that's been on my heart for a good while. So.
Amen.